The wind does not respect a fool. Cor vous bête juge. This is actually the moral of a fable in the manner of Aesop. It advises one not to try that which is clearly impossible. According to the story told by the clone of Kales, a man once refused to go inside the city walls to protect himself from an impending storm. He said he wanted to stand before the wind and make it respect me. The man was killed by the storm.
Fear is power. Weit darijlach chug bechosh chaj. The meaning of this saying, of course, is that one who has the ability to instill fear can exert control over those who are afraid. There is more to power than physical force. Gowron quoted this Klingon truism when he told Picard that because the Duras sisters, Lursa and Bator, were feared, they had a strong and loyal following that posed a threat to Gowron's rule. Keep holding the hammer. Mup wit ye uch tach. As Data told Picard, the hammer is a symbol of power to Klingons. Thus, this exhortation is really saying, maintain power once it is achieved. The origin of the hammer's allegorical meaning is somewhat obscure, but it seems to have something to do with the way hammers were used to fashion weapons in ancient times. If one had a hammer, one could make one's own weapons and be self-sufficient. If one did not have a hammer, however, one was, at least to some degree, at the mercy of others.
Revenge is the best revenge.
Bortage nevkut och bortage et.
In Klingon society, revenge is not merely a desirable response to an affront. It is, at least under some circumstances, a legal right called the right of vengeance. Vortage dip. When I refused to kill Toral, the son of Duras, as revenge for the Duras family's role in dishonoring my father, my brother Kern did not understand my decision, since taking revenge is the Klingon way. Kor, a highly honored Klingon captain, was equally incredulous. A Klingon who denies himself the right of vengeance is no Klingon at all. Survival must be earned.
Yin lu tach. Bajnishlu.
Victory must be earned.
Yai chavlu bajnishlu.
These maxims teach that Klingons believe one must work to attain what is wanted or needed. Kor's thoughts about survival are most basic, referring to life itself. I have used a form of this expression when imparting Klingon values to Alexander. You must earn victory, I told him, meaning earn it in an honorable fashion. 4,000 throats may be cut in one night by a running man.
Kash da vesh wa ram los saj hu shidlach getboch lod.
Though he and his crew were prisoners of Captain Kirk, Klingon Commander Kang still planned to seize control of the Enterprise. Mara, his wife and science officer, felt they were at a numerical disadvantage. We are 40 against 400, she said. Klingons, however, are used to overcoming odds, just as they are used to overcoming the limited resources of their home world. One of Kang's crew reminded Mara of this by quoting this Klingon proverb, which addresses not only accomplishing what one sets out to do, despite the obstacles, but also the virtue of simply taking action.
An honorable death requires no vengeance. Bach heg lut chuch, nod nish be weit. After the Klingon Kozak died in Quark's bar on Space Station Deep Space Nine, a Klingon claiming to be Kozak's brother came to ask Quark to explain the circumstances of Kozak's death.
The Klingon told Quark that an accidental death is not honorable, and that the dishonor passed on to other members of Kozak's family would require revenge. On the other hand, a death resulting from a battle is honorable, and, as the adage states, requires no vengeance. Though Kozak actually died when he fell on his own knife, to save himself, Quark lies and says he killed Kozak in a brave and valiant battle. In fact, the Klingon D'Gor was not Kozak's brother at all, but a member of a rival house. Their family stood to gain control over Kozak's property as long as there were no unusual circumstances surrounding Kozak's death, such as its being accidental. Citing this Klingon dictum helped D'Gor persuade Quark to give the explanation most beneficial to D'Gor.
Tickle us. Do we not laugh? Prick us. Do we not bleed? Wrong us. Shall we not seek revenge?
Chekok chuj mahak be'a. Chedok chuj mare be'a. Chekik chuj manot be'a.
These traditional lines, somewhat expanded, were used by Shakespeare, who, some Klingons claim, wrote plays in their language.
Revenge is a dish which is best served cold. Bortash bir jablut de rech kak kut night.
This old Klingon proverb is known beyond the Empire. For example, it was cited by Khan Noonien Singh, a genetically engineered human who ruled much of the Earth tyrannically in the late 20th century. He had escaped in a sleeper ship and remained in suspended animation until awakened in the 23rd century when he was rescued by the USS Enterprise, NCC 1701. Khan must have learned of this expression when he was studying material in Federation databanks. Though, as far as is known, Khan never had any direct contact with Klingons. He shared at least one attitude with them, a need for revenge when wronged. Khan died while trying to take revenge on James T. Kirk, whom he felt had abandoned him on what became an uninhabitable planet.
If winning is not important, then why keep score? This adage is phrased as a rhetorical question, and I once used it that way after Riker told me the main reason to play a game of Parisi squares is to have fun. It is possible that this expression is relatively new, one that arose after contact with humans who would be heard saying such things as, "Winning isn't everything," or, "It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game." From the Klingon point of view, however, such a position is, at the very least, odd. Since humans persist in this way of looking at things, I decided to simply opt out of situations where this attitude presents itself. Thus, when invited by Dr. Julian Bashir and Chief Miles O'Brien to join them in a game of darts, I replied, "I do not play games." After O'Brien described the activity as target practice, however, I agreed to participate. The Klingon way to say keep score is pech-ech, literally, cut oneself. It comes from an old Klingon habit of keeping track of accomplishments by making small cuts on one's skin, usually on the face, as a tally. Perhaps coincidentally, Klingons' faces are often similarly scratched following romantic encounters. Gach is always best when served live.
Yen tach boch, kach, jeblut dik, rej.
When Captain Klog said this to William Riker, he was speaking literally, actually talking about the Klingon delicacy gach, or serpent worms. The same expression, however, is often used figuratively to mean that a fight is always better when there is a worthy adversary, or that one should always want to face real challenges.
He doesn't eat gach. Gach shokbet. Everyone loves gach. So if one is not eating it, something must be wrong.
This expression is used to mean that there is something wrong with someone or that someone is acting suspiciously. It is also a way to refer to somebody as a coward. For Klingons, among whom cursing is a highly developed art form, this is a rather mild, dismissive remark, not a strong insult. As this expression demonstrates, even though Klingon culture is known for its directness, it is also capable of expressing ideas subtly.
Admire the person with dirt under his fingernails.
But gar bok novet jaho.
The Klingon word buk, dirt under fingernails, can be taken literally. But in this expression it means something like effrontery, impudence, brazenness. The origin of this usage of the term is obscure, but it may be connected to the notion that one not having buk is leading a soft, comfortable, not very Klingon-like life. To say to someone, "Buk da hut," you lack dirt under your fingernails, is highly insulting. It means that the person is lacking in a certain kind of Klingon spirit. In Federation standard, an approximate equivalent is gall. Indeed, I once said to Kevin Uxbridge, "Your attempt to hold the away team at bay with a non-functioning weapon was an act of unmitigated gall." I admire gall. Had I said that Uxbridge's action was an act of unmitigated dirt under the fingernails, I would have been misunderstood, at the very least by the human. The Klingon way to say "you lack gall" is "huk da hut." This means literally, "you lack bile." When a warrior dies, his spirit escapes.
Chedet shuvet nach shuvet ka.
When a Klingon dies, it is thought that his spirit leaves his body and goes to join the spirits of other dead Klingons. This is marked in the Klingon death ritual when the surviving comrades howl, a warning to the dead that a warrior's spirit is on its way. The body, once the spirit has left it, is considered a worthless shell and is discarded unceremoniously. Exactly what Klingons think the spirit is doing when it leaves the body is a little unclear. The verb nach means escape, but the same word, or a phonetically identical one, means appear. Thus, perhaps the Klingons are saying that when a warrior dies, his spirit appears, whereas prior to death, it was hidden or disguised by the body. Motives are insignificant.
Ram Mekmay.
Kel, a Klingon working as a Romulan operative, tried to appeal to my Klingon nature when he praised me for killing Duras. I protested that I did so for personal, not political reasons. Kel took his cue from this Klingon adage. "Who cares for motives?" he said to me. "You acted that day as a true Klingon."
Curse well. Pet vil mukad me tibach. Cursing, or swearing, is considered a fine art among Klingons. One who curses well is the recipient of a great deal of respect. One who does not curse well may not be worthy enough to be called Klingon. Thus, it was a compliment when Klingon Governor Vach said, "You swear well, Picard. You must have Klingon blood in your veins." The commonly heard send-off, "curse well," roughly comparable in usage to the Federation standard, "good luck," literally means, "shoot curses forcefully." Curses are considered a weapon of a sort, which must be propelled to their targets. You have chosen your weapon, so fight. Nuk lij dawiv put vaj yishuv. This phrase is often used in a figurative sense to mean that one must accept and deal with the consequences of one's choices. Gowron expressed the thought more literally. Now you must live with your decision, like a Klingon.
Celebrate. Tomorrow we may die.
Yelop, wat les chach maher.
This ancient Klingon saying is unrelated to a similar expression heard on Earth. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. The Klingon locution speaks of celebrating one's own impending, presumably honorable and glorious death. The Terran version has come to mean, enjoy yourself now. It may be your last chance. The family of a Klingon warrior is responsible for his actions, and he is responsible for theirs.
Van dit Klingon suvit noi kortutaj. Van dit kortutaj noi Klingon suvit.
The dishonor of the father dishonors his sons and their sons for three generations.
Kastafvej wej puk pohme vav puklot put puklot put. Charge, je, kuv ha mach vav, kuv ha rach.
The bonds within a family or house are extremely strong in Klingon culture, as illustrated by these two maxims. Though the second is phrased in terms of male family members only, and a time frame of three generations is mentioned, this represents, so to speak, only the spirit of the law. In fact, when an individual is dishonored, the next several generations of his entire family are similarly dishonored. The period of time apparently depending on the circumstances of the initial offense or misfortune. When dishonored, members of the family may forfeit property as well as any position in the government. The greatest loss is the ability to walk proudly among other Klingons.
Love is always smelled. Rech bang lach lut. This phrase might be more literally translated as, a loved one is always smelled. In other words, one's strong feelings for someone are first aroused by the sense of smell. Speaking to Geordi LaForge about courting behavior, Worf put it a little more eloquently. Words come later. It is the scent that first speaks of love.
Do not kill an animal unless you intend to eat it.
Hat da paj da shop et da hech besh chuch yahoko.
I taught this admonishment against non-utilitarian killing to the young Tok. It probably originated because the Klingon Empire has limited resources, none of which can be wasted. As Mara, Commander Kang's wife, explained, there are poor planets in the Klingon system.
Don't trust those who frequently smile.
Pij manchuch vait yivok krot.
Kor harked back to this expression when he said, referring to the Organian Council of Elders, I don't trust men who smile too much. To a Klingon, a smile signals not only contentment, satisfaction, and good humor, but also complacency, the feeling that all is well. This would imply there is no reason to do anything, no need to take action. For Klingons, who always feel the need to act, someone who seems to lack this need is either hiding something or is simply bizarre. In either case, such a person is likely to behave in an unreliable fashion. A sharp knife is nothing without a sharp eye.
Lech lach chu be chuch. Min lo lach be taj jej.
Three aging Klingon captains, Koloff, Kor, and Kang, got together on Space Station Deep Space Nine in order to plan the killing of an albino marauder who had murdered the firstborn child of each some 80 years earlier. While Kor thought his glories lay in the past, Koloff spent his time practicing and training in an effort to retain his skills. He quoted this Klingon adage to Kor as an explanation for his actions. The saying can be used more generally to mean that, although good tools are important, it is the proficient user who actually accomplishes the job.
Your father is a part of you, always.
Rech du sheikh, Vavlet.
I explained to Data that learning about your father tells you about yourself. Among Klingons, a son is known by the deeds of his father. The importance of one's father is demonstrated in the Klingon practice of using one's father's name in identifying oneself. For example, I am Worf, son of Moog. Under some circumstances, one might even refer to me simply as son of Moog and not say Worf at all. If you sleep with targs, you'll wake up with globflies.
Bekon tach vej, ne glitch truj tach me, bevente net laj helab hunne.
A globfly is a tiny Klingon insect that makes a loud buzzing sound but has no stinger. The proverb means, do not pay attention to insignificant things. The targ, a furry Klingon animal that more or less resembles a Terran pig, is often kept as a pet. Indeed, I had one when I was young. It is also a source of food, and heart of targ is a traditional Klingon dish. The tiny Klingon globflies typically swarm about targs, undoubtedly making them that much more appealing. Pets, however, are for amusement. They are not associated with serious endeavors. For a Klingon, sleeping is not only a time for revitalization of the body, it is also a time for spiritual or psychological renewal, with dreams playing an important role. Thus, the idea of sleeping with targs, or as a more literal translation of the proverb might put it, being accompanied by targs while sleeping, suggests an association with trivial rather than weighty matters. The result is waking up with, perhaps being taken over by, globflies or insignificant thoughts. The message, then, is to maintain focus on that which is meaningful.
The victor is always right. Rech luch charchwit. In war, there is nothing more honorable than victory. Noch choblut de yai kuv lau, choch kuv push. History is written by the victors. Kun kon chach wit pu e. All these sayings seem to contradict somewhat the Klingon belief that nothing is more important than honor itself. They make clear an ongoing struggle within Klingons between their craving for the glories of battle on the one hand and their veneration of honor on the other. They also show that Klingon and human characteristics are not totally at odds. For example, the first proverb echoes the old Earth saying, "Might makes right." The third Klingon maxim used by Gowron says that victors, actually conquerors, record con, history. It does not matter whether this recording is visual, digital, scratches in stone, or marks on paper.
To find ale, go into a bar.
Hik de shamech tachya ale.
This is a commentary on not overlooking the obvious. In order to succeed, we attack.
Makap mech mehev.
This is an idea drilled into every Klingon's head. Everyone encounters tribbles occasionally.
Rut yich meh honchoch.
As is well known, Klingons find tribbles intolerable, and apparently vice versa. The expression therefore means that from time to time, everyone has to deal with intolerable situations.
If you want to eat Pipius claw, you will have to break a few Pipiuses. Pipius pach da shop da nech chug. Pipius push da hornish. Pipius claw is a traditional Klingon dish. As with Klingon food in general, it is not cooked, but neither is a live or just-killed Pipius simply thrown in front of the diner. The details of preparing Pipius claw are not well understood, as Klingon chefs are notoriously protective of their recipes. It is believed that the Pipius is torn apart, and the various pieces are soaked in or perhaps basted with some kind of fluid of animal origin that adds flavor and chemically alters the texture of the Pipius. This proverb, however, is really not about food. It supports the Klingon virtues of conquering that which is desired and taking of action, breaking a few Pippiuses. Indeed, on occasion, a modified version of the second part of this expression is often used as a command to tell someone, often a child, to get started on or to devote more effort to a project. Pipyush yegor. Break a Pippius.
Trust, but locate the doors. Yevok ach, lorj mit me yisham. Trust, but verify. Yevok ach yit ol. These two adages offer the same advice. Even with those who appear to be honorable, ethical, and deserving of trust, one must always be careful. In the first expression, the Klingon word for door, lojmut, could equally well be translated gate. It is used here to stand for any form of entrance or, more important, exit. The general idea is to have an escape route, a way out, or a backup plan should the trust be misplaced. Accordingly, a Klingon is generally apprehensive when someone says of a commitment or a plan, Niak lojmit, the door is locked. The phrase, Niach lojmit, is also sometimes heard in reference to a situation with an inevitable, unavoidable outcome. The origin of the second proverb is unknown, but it seems to be related to an ancient political movement known as Gilashnos, whose meaning has also been lost to obscurity. Do not trust Eurydians who bring gifts. No me kempo, Eurydna pu e, yuvo kok. Do not trust Feringe who give back money. Huch nob hotbog, Feringam pu e, yuvo kok. Eurydians are known as traders of information, that is, buyers and sellers. So if a Eurydian offers something at no cost, a gift, something is surely amiss. Like the Klingons, the entrepreneurial Feringe have a great many wise sayings, an important subset of which is known as the Feringe Rules of Acquisition. The first rule of acquisition is, once you have their money, you never give it back. Thus, Klingon thinking goes, if a Feringe does return money, he is acting most suspiciously. Both of these Klingon maxims embody the same general belief. Those who violate the rules of their own cultures and do not observe their own virtues are acting dishonorably and are not to be trusted.
Don't just aim. Hit the target. Yechech chot nech dosh yekip. This is another adage couched in the vocabulary of battle that actually has wider application. Klingons hold that there is no value in setting goals unless one achieves them. This attitude complements another belief, that playing a game just for fun is an outlandish notion. Anger excites. Shemoch chech. For Klingons, anger is definitely not a negative emotion. On the contrary, it can trigger acts of honor, energize battles, or prompt one to achieve one's goals. It provides motivation for further action, and since taking action is central to a Klingon's well-being, the overall effect is one of stimulation, elation, and excitement. One's outrage should not lead to recklessness, however, for careless action will interfere with one's ultimate success. Federation diplomat Curzon Dax knew how Klingon anger could be channeled into action. On the first day of negotiations in the Korvacht colony, he walked out on a speech being delivered by Kang. Curzon knew that he had to get Kang very angry in order to create a bond between the Klingon and himself, and thereby ensure the success of his mission.
You pay attention to your Feklar, and I will pay attention to mine. Veklaret yibush, et veklarit vibush.
Feklar is a mythical beast guarding Greyhor, the place where the spirits of the dishonored dead go. Not really a devil, Kang once said that Klingons have no devil. It is still a being to be reckoned with. The phrase means that each individual has his own individual concerns, but it is also a warning to be aware of that part of each individual's being, the beast within perhaps, that may entice one to stray onto a path leading to dishonor.
When an escaped prisoner looks for a guard, he always finds one.
Avwit nejdit nachdat boch kamat rech avwit shambej.
This maxim carries a message similar to the Federation dictum, don't go looking for trouble. It suggests that if being overcautious interferes with the task at hand, the task is doomed.
No enemy is boring.
Dal par jarj.
To be a warrior, one must have an opponent. Accordingly, antagonists or enemies are not deemed undesirable. At the very least, they are considered essential. In the case of truly worthy adversaries, they are admired. Engaging in battle with an enemy hones the warrior's skills and pushes him to achieve victory. To have a rich and fulfilling life, according to Klingon thinking, one must have an enemy. Today, I am a warrior. I must show you my heart. I travel the river of blood. Upon reaching a certain age, the age of ascension, a young Klingon undergoes a rite of passage symbolizing the attainment of a certain spiritual level. After intoning these three ancient and sacred phrases, the initiate, while walking along a path lined by painstick-wielding warriors, expresses his or her deepest feelings.
We succeed together in a greater whole.
Wat dol nivdak matait di machap.
Kor said to Kirk and Spock, "Do you know why we are so strong? Because we are a unit. Each of us is part of a greater whole." Destroying an empire to win a war is no victory, and ending a battle to save an empire is no defeat.
Noch chap mech wot kaut luchuch yai chav bet lu ej wot chok mech mai doch luchuch luj bet lu.
This is an ancient adage originally voiced by Kalis himself. Interestingly, when the Federation first started learning about Klingons, Kalis was considered to be no more than an evil conqueror. He had formed an empire of, in James Kirk's words, conquered worlds. The Klingons, Kirk felt, take what they want by arms and force. As part of their examination of the behavior of other life forms, the Excalibians staged a conflict between the forces of good, represented by Kirk, Spock, and the images of Abraham Lincoln and the Vulcan philosopher Surak, and those of evil, represented by, among others, the image of Kalis. The Excalibians formed their replica of Kalis on the basis of the Federation's conception of him. Therefore, they described him in terms fitting an oppressor, the Klingon who set the pattern for his planet's tyrannies. In time, as more was learned about Klingon history and culture, the Federation's understanding of the role of Kalis in Klingon history changed. It is now known that Klingons considered him a great warrior, who did indeed conquer other worlds, but united the Empire by giving the people the laws of honor, which direct every Klingon's life.
Buy or die.
Bejet betchuj vash behesh.
This is a common saying among Klingon merchants, usually uttered when customers are in the store comparing products or sampling the available goods, but not purchasing anything. Tellingly, there is no known Klingon word for browse, at least as applied to matters of commerce. Klingon shops do not have windows, but doing the in-store equivalent of window shopping appears to be a bad idea. Do not catch any bugs. The Klingon guard at listening post Morska found this advice funny. Klingon humor is difficult to understand, so there is no ready explanation as to why he was so amused.
The Klingon Way, A Warrior's Guide, was written by Mark Okra. It was read by Michael Dorn as Lieutenant Worf and Roxanne Dawson as Valana Torres. The director was Linda Roman. Editing and post-production by Rick Bradley. The production assistant was Eric Sprague. The Klingon Way was co-produced by Florence Burrow Adams and Sloan Seaman. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Also available from Simon & Schuster Audio, Mark Okran's Conversational Klingon, presented by Michael Dorn and featuring the author. The Klingon Way, A Warrior's Guide, is available in book form from Pocket Books.
Kapla. Kapla.